You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. It's so great to have you. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Joshua Segafis, and this is my platform. On this platform, I talk about the alpha mentality and the importance of embracing the alpha mentality in life to create the destiny that we desire. And this is true across all of the vital life domains. And today I want to talk about something really important, but before we get started, I just want to reiterate the purpose of my platform and remind everyone why I'm here and why I'm even doing this. This platform was designed to do two things: to document my journey as I pursue my goal of becoming truly alpha, and to help other people who want to walk the same path. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And my purpose is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey as well. Now, I also want to give you the definition of what I call the alpha mentality, okay? Being alpha means to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life energy, resources, and strategic trajectory, embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. To summarize this, you could say that being alpha simply means to have a purpose, to work toward that purpose with intention, and to always seek to be the highest value man or woman in the room. And as I like to say more and more these days, men do not have a monopoly on the alpha mentality. Women can be strong, powerful alphas as well. And I love it when women choose to embrace their own alpha journey and to become powerful alpha females. So there you have it. That is the reason for my platform. And you might have noticed by the title that this is titled Alpha November Vlog Number 1. Basically, I want to take my content in the month of November, at the very least, in a slightly different direction. And what I want to do is I want to vlog about my own journey just a little bit more. And so if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to see that I have a slightly different video set up. I want to switch it up and try some new things. If you're listening to this on the podcast, that's okay. You can totally get the message from the podcast. But if you want to see those sweet visuals with my new camera and my new YouTube setup, you can go to my YouTube channel, which you can find the link down in the description. You can watch this and all my other videos there. All my videos have been coming out a little bit better these days because I've been working on my editing skills. I've been working on using my camera. I've been trying to just make this whole platform higher quality. And the reason for that is because I want to make it a better experience for the viewer. We're all in this together. We're all in this journey, striving to be alpha mentality men and women. And There's an element of this where we want to do the best we can at whatever we're trying to do. We want to put our best foot forward. We always want to be striving every day to become 1% better, to level up mind, body, and spirit, right? To become 1% better every 1% better every day than we were the day before. For me, a huge part of this is leveling up my ability to create better video, leveling up the quality of my blog posts, right? Doing everything I can to make this message more accessible and more available to the people who want to live a truly alpha level, alpha mentality lifestyle. For the month of November, I'm going to work really hard at doing a few different things. Number one, I'm going to start taking my workouts a lot more seriously. I have been taking them pretty seriously, but it's going to start to become a thing where I'm going to, every single day, it is non-negotiable. At the very minimum, I'm going to run. I'm going to run at least a couple laps. I have kind of like a circuit I run. That'll probably come out to be somewhere between 1.5 to 2 miles. So that's at the very minimum. I'm hoping that I'll be able to get more done than that. But at the very minimum, we have to be getting up and we have to be moving, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot sit in one place. You cannot just stagnate physically and live a true alpha journey. I want to get ripped. I want to get in good shape. I want to have an amazing body and I want my health to be good, right? I was just talking about this the other day. I don't want to get to a point where I'm 50, 55, 60 years old and be having some kind of heart problems or some kind of health problems because I didn't take care of myself. I want to be there for my children when I get older, when they get older. I want to be there for my grandchildren. One of my dreams for the future is to have the kind of life, have it set up to where I could take my grandchildren any day of the week. Like if my kids needed a babysitter, if they need someone to watch the kids, or if the kids just want to come over, I always want to be able to say, yes, bring them over any day. Like I'm ready. I want to do it. I want to have my work life set up like that. I want my house set up like that. I want my whole life set up that way. So we have to be thinking ahead, and physical fitness and then diet is another part of that. I'm going to get really strict on my diet. No more cheating with processed foods. Okay. Last night, I'm not proud of this. I ate a donut. Okay. It was Halloween. I ate a couple pieces of candy. Okay. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's amazing how my diet is pretty good. This is what my diet is. I eat a mostly animal-based diet. I follow Paul Saladino, the carnivore MD, and while I don't follow it perfectly, and I am by no means an expert on this diet business, and also I'm testing this out to see how it works for me, but I really believe in his animal-based diet. So I'm eating beef, I'm eating eggs, butter, the highest quality dairy products I can get. I'm not currently getting like raw dairy, but the highest quality dairy products I can get. So I buy non-homogenized milk at the grocery store. It's like cream on top milk. And to me, it just seems a little bit more pure, right? So I get that. And salt and honey and fruit. And this is my diet, right? This is really all that I'm supposed to be eating. There will occasionally be a sweet potato thrown in there, right? But I'm going to dial it back on everything else. Lately, I've been compromising. I've been eating some rice. I've been eating some potatoes. These things are not on my diet. These are starches. Trying not to eat these like carbohydrates. And it's not a keto thing. It's not like I'm trying to be on a keto diet. The idea is I want to eat these whole foods in a very specific category, animal-based. And I believe that these are the foods that will give me optimal nutrition and optimal return on the calorie and the caloric intake. So I don't want to be eating empty calories, processed sugar, refined sugar, those processed carbohydrates, anything like that. I have been not being as strict about that. And I want to double down. It's time to double down. We all have to do this. We have to make sure that we are consuming foods that are going to help us to maximize the results in life. I want to wake up and get as much work done as I can every day. I want to wake up and have the clearest brain I can. I want to wake up and I want to be feeling good, be energetic. I want my mood to be good. I want to get quality sleep, right? Diet factors in this. And sleep is another thing. I'm getting more serious about my sleep habits. In November, it's time to knock off the nonsense. We have to get on top of this journey. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not getting any younger. I don't know about you. I don't know if you found a way to forestall age, but I'm 36 years old now. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. For the last 4 or 5 months, I have been working, like doubling down on my work, on my income. I've been building assets. The assets are going great. We're getting there. I'm not a millionaire yet, but by the end of this year, and that's just 2 more months. By the end of this year, the assets I'm going to have in place are going to be, they're going to be very capable of substantially increasing my income and also giving me more flexibility and freedom to live the life I want. So I've been working on that. but I have been neglecting a little bit my physical fitness. I was down to a slimmer body weight. I've gained a little bit of weight back. Thankfully, I haven't really gone off the deep end. I haven't been eating like fast food and eating junk food and things like that, but I have cheated here and there, a couple pieces of candy for Halloween. I had ice cream last week, right? I'm gonna really nail it down. We gotta nail it down. I'm also really focused on this tribe building business, okay? If you go to my website, joshuasagafis.com, and you look at the nine vital life domains, eighth domain is build your tribe. We have to be engaged in tribe building. The vital life domains are basically the nine aspects of life that we want to master to become truly alpha. And the eighth domain is creating a tribe, building a tribe. So what does that mean? Building a circle, family, tribe, and community of people that you engage with, that you live with, that you journey with, that you communicate with, socialize with, right? These are, so your circle are like your trusted friends. Then you have your family, of course. You have your intimate partner, your intimate relationship. And then you have your community. And those things are kind of the basis, and then your community branches off from that. I've been really investing in tribe building. And I'm gonna tell you a story about this that like, I'm gonna kind of skim over this because it's such a deep story, but I've been spending a lot more time with my girlfriend's family, including her kids. My girlfriend has kids, and I have been spending a lot more time with those kids in the process of leading up to maybe planning on getting a house together with my girlfriend next year. We've been dating for over a year now, and we're thinking about moving to that stage of like domestic overlap. And it's important that you run some tests to figure out if this would be a good decision. And so I'm very intentionally spending more time with her kids in a couple different ways. I'm helping put them on the bus some mornings, right? I'm helping to get them ready for school. I'm helping them with chores, with dinner, and these types of things. And basically, I'm just trying to put myself into that situation and see if it works well and if it meshes well. Now, with that being said, there was a situation last night that really made me realize that this tribe building business can be a challenge, but it's a challenge that we have to face and that we have to conquer, because we can't sacrifice any of the vital life domains, okay? And in fact, I'm gonna bring up while I'm talking here, I'm gonna bring these up on my phone. I sometimes butcher them if I just try to say them out loud, but I'm gonna read these nine vital life domains off to you. But anyway, the point being is, last night was Halloween. I had the kids, and my girlfriend was working. And I was like, what are we going to do for Halloween? I didn't really know what we were going to do. There wasn't really a plan. The kids had kind of gone trick-or-treating with their grandma the day before. And so I was like, well, maybe we won't do anything. Maybe we'll just kind of hang out, at the house. But then the neighbors, they invited us to go with them to church. There's a big church not far from where my girlfriend lives, and they were gonna go there for, Halloween party, candy and whatever. It's a big church, really big church. Now, I have a long and somewhat complicated relationship with religion, right? I was a fundamentalist Christian. I was raised in a very dogmatic kind of setting. I walked away from the faith in my mid-20s, and it was kind of a bitter falling apart, and I was angry about religion and God and all this for a long time. I've resolved a lot of those things, and I've come to a point where I have some spiritual and even religious beliefs, and I believe that there are a lot of good things about religion, but it especially ties into this idea of community and tribe building, okay? So, and I was like, yeah, let's go to the church, let's do it, which was surprising to me because I spent so long being angry about like religion and spirituality, and I just was so mixed up about that when I was in my 20s that I'm kind of surprised that I even wanted to do that. I'm kind of surprised that I even was willing to entertain that and to do that. Now, would I have gone by myself and just gone and visited this church? Maybe not. Not at that point, probably. I mean, there was really no super incredibly important reason for me to do it, just of my own volition. However, I had these kids with me, my girlfriend's kids. I was watching them, and they really wanted to do something. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go to church. So we went, and the kids just had such a good time. And I got to tell you, like, I understood and I saw this clearly. I saw that, you know, I was getting ready to kind of walk into a situation where I was sacrificing a little bit, right, of myself for this tribe being the kids. I wanted to do something for them. And when I say sacrifice, I don't mean, oh, this was so hard on me. I mean, I probably wouldn't have spent my evening going and doing that activity had it not been for them. However, because they were there, I wanted to go do this. And so I chose to take this time to go with. And we went with our friends next door, and that was really cool. They were very gracious to invite us. And so there was this evening of kind of doing new things and facing some demons from the past that I realized I had grown much stronger than, and there was no reason to fear them anymore, right? And I knew this going in. I thought about all of this when we got invited, and I thought, you know, do I really want to do that? Yeah, why not? Let's do that. That would be great. And we went there, and it was a very nice thing. It was a great event. The kids really had a good time. They were super well behaved. I got to hang out with my neighbor. He's a great guy. I'm probably going to hang out with him more. Probably going to work out together a little bit, some stuff like that. So super cool guy. And it was just a really good night of successful tribe building, where we invest in important relationships and where we prioritize that as something important that we do in our lives. And so, but these 9 vital life domains, number 1, embrace the alpha mentality. Number 2, mind your business. Number 3, get your money. Number 4, pursue your purpose in life. Number 5, level up mind, body, and spirit. Number 6, embark on your hero's arc. Number 7, find an intimate partner, i.e. master your dating life. Number 8, build your tribe. And number 9, create a lasting legacy of greatness. All of these vital life domains are important. You can't skip one. You can't just say that one doesn't matter. These are all vitally important to the process of pursuing the alpha mentality. And so we have to think to ourselves, am I working on these? Am I actively investing in these areas of my life? Now, sometimes on a temporary basis, you may set one or two of these aside so that you can focus on other things. This is what I've done the last like 5 months. I set aside tribe building. I really stopped hanging out with anyone just to focus, double down on my fitness and my work. But you can't do that forever. If you do that forever, you're going to neglect your responsibilities to your circle and your family. You're also going to isolate yourself, right? You can't do that forever. And so it's come around. We're coming up on the holidays. It's time to start investing in my social circles again. It's time to start investing in building a community of friends and people around me who are good people that I can invest in, who will invest in me. And then life gets better when you have a strong community around you. And so this tribe building thing has really challenged me in a sense. And it used to, like a couple of years ago, it would have been really hard for me to take the kids to the church and do that. It would have been really hard because I had so much bitterness and anger in me about religion from the past. And it would have been one of these things where I probably would have just like, I wouldn't have gone, I would have avoided it. And then guess what? The kids would have missed out on that. I would have missed out spending that time with a friend. I would have missed out on all of these amazing tribe building opportunities. Why? Because I'm like, I'm not ready. I don't want to do it. But what is happening then? What's happening then is I'm sacrificing tribe building on the altar of me not taking radical self-responsibility for my own emotional self, for my own baggage, for my own drama from my past. We have to take responsibility for these things. And this was an interesting litmus test because this didn't seem like that big of a deal because of how far I'd come. But 2 years ago, this would have been a much bigger deal. And so I was quite pleased with how it turned out because I was able to put myself into that situation and really be comfortable and just own it and be in my own skin and just say, yeah, you know, we're here for a purpose. I'm here with these kids. They want to do this. They want to get out and do things. They don't want to just sit at home on Halloween night. And that to me really showed me the evidence of the fruits of the work that I've done on myself in regards to the alpha journey and the alpha mentality. Like I don't have to sit at home and be isolated and be a recluse because I have all this baggage. You can conquer the baggage. You can conquer your past. You can conquer the demons from the past. You can get stronger than those demons, and you can go out and you can make your life whatever you want it to be. And I want my life to be one where I conquer all nine of these vital life domains to make them awesome, to be truly successful, to be truly alpha. And this was a huge victory for me in an emotional sense, because I was like, you know what? I have worked on myself. And now when I was put in a real situation where I kind of had to face that demon, I just realized I had grown so much and it wasn't such a big deal anymore, right? And so this was a really good experience, and it was really eye-opening to me. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because I think that there are some lessons in there that I want to remember, and also that maybe could help you if you're dealing with something kind of like that. It's just really important to remember that we have to focus on all nine of those vital life domains. And if you go to my website, joshuasagafis.com, and then you go to the How to Be Truly Alpha menu tab option, you scroll all the way down. I have all nine vital life domains listed, and then I have a guide for how to start working on each one of those. You can read my in-depth guides for getting started in all nine of those areas. So it's just really helpful. So those are two things that have been really interesting that have been going on in November, the fitness and then the tribe building. Another thing that we have to remember is that as alphas, and I don't care if you're a man or a woman, I don't care where you're at on your journey. You may be in the very beginning, you may be years into this, but this is so crucial to remember. When we doubt ourselves and when we don't operate at the highest level of self-validation, everyone around us actually suffers, okay? I have really programmed myself to always act with 100% self-validation. So if I walk into a situation, do I have insecurities? Do I doubt myself? Am I lacking confidence? You know what? All that nonsense has to get pushed aside. It all has to get wiped off the table, and I have to put on my game face and my game soul. I have to be ready to say, you know what? I have to walk into the situation being completely in control of my own feelings. I need to be 100% confident, 100% self-validated, because no matter what room I walk into, no matter what kinds of people are in there, no matter where they're at in their life, in their journey, there may be someone in that room who is more insecure, who isn't sure of themselves, who doesn't know how to self-validate, and I need to be strong for that person. I need to be able to encourage them, because if two people who doubt each other kind of come together, what happens? They feed off of that, and they both become even less confident, because nobody knows what's going on. Everyone thinks that everyone else is confident, and then they feel insecure. So as alphas, we have to flip that script. We must be the ones always who are secure. And if you don't feel secure, it's time to change your feeling. You may not feel secure naturally when you walk into a new situation, and this is something I've been learning so much lately, and it has made such a big difference. And you'd be amazed at the difference it'll make in how you're able to build with people, and you're able to build relationships, and you're able to just have better relationships with people when you take command of this validation, this need to self-validate. You walk into a room and you own it. You have this feeling, I'm insecure. You have to say, no, enough of that. It is time to be fully secure in myself. And then you own that. And at first, that might not be an automatic thing. You may have to intentionally do that, but it has to become a habit. You do have to intentionally validate yourself, but if you do that enough, it does become automatic. So to me, at this point, it's already become automatic. And so when I walk into a situation where I may otherwise have been prone to doubting myself or being insecure or being like, are people looking at me funny or judging me, whatever it is, I don't even care about any of that. None of that is on my radar. I'm not here to have my validational needs served by other people. Why? Because I am alpha. I'm the leader. I am always acting like I am at the top of the hierarchy. And if I'm not, I'm seeing what I can do to get myself there. I do not walk into a room needing validation from anyone. I walk into a room 100% self-validated, ready to help validate others if the need arises. And this is a true alpha tenet. And it's so amazing how when we start to deviate from that just a little bit, how this can really affect us and affect our ability to help people, to interface with people, and to be truly alpha. Because the truth of the matter is that as alphas, we must be at the top of the hierarchy. We're at the top of the food chain. We're at the top of the pyramid. The leaders, we are the ones who are most sure of ourselves. We are the ones who are working the hardest. We are the ones who are more committed. We understand our purpose better. We are more mission-driven. We are more engaged, right? This is the hierarchy part. This is why I don't call it the intentional or the self-help mentality. It is the alpha mentality, because along with purpose and intention, there's also an element of striving to be the best man or woman in the room all the time. You may not necessarily succeed at being the best in every single room. For example, when I went to that church the other night, I didn't really know any of those people, but were some of those men probably better than me? Maybe. I didn't know any of them, but there were guys there who were, I mean, there were some very few guys who were perhaps in better shape than me. Few. It's amazing how when you start to work on your body, you notice that no one else is really working on their body. But there were a few men in that room the other night who might have been in better shape than me. There were probably a lot of men in that room who made more money than me, right? Should I doubt myself because of this? No. What I need to do is I need to think to myself, there's a bar here that I've become aware of in a zone of my life. And this is good. It's time to beat it. It's time to keep working on my assets. It's time to keep working on my body. Why? Because I want to defeat those men? No, not necessarily. It's a battle with myself because I want to be my best possible self. And if I can achieve it, I should work on achieving it if it matters and if it's in the 9 vital life domains. You see what I'm saying? So this is why it's so crucial that we be aware of our place in the hierarchy. And this is an alpha trait. If you just want to be a good person, if you just want to succeed in life, if you just want to have a good life, you don't have to necessarily embrace alpha mentality. Everyone should embrace some of the concepts, but there is an extra edge to the alpha mentality that demands that we strive to be at the top of the pyramid. And so we have to keep that in mind. But when we do, that extra edge gives us a whole nother level of power when we're doing things like trying to date, when we're trying to make our money, when we're trying to sell, you know, our product, when we're trying to build connections, build friendships, build relationships, when we're trying to level up, right? When we're working out, that extra edge gives you more power and it gives you more leverage with your own self and your own journey. So this is all very important stuff. These are kind of the thoughts that have been on my mind today. And this is just vlog, Alpha November vlog 1. We'll see how this goes. I hope that this series is useful to you. And this is what I'm going to do in the month of November. I'm going to blog and I'm just going to kind of document my journey. I'm going to keep working my body. At some point, I may even take the shirt off and show you the progress. Maybe I didn't plan on that today. I think it's a little tacky to take your shirt off on camera and be like, look at me. But I may do that. I'm not even totally sure. Maybe I should next time. So we have a before and an after for the month of November. Maybe I'll do that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It does seem tacky to me a little bit, but we'll see. Anyway, I hope that this has been useful. I know that this has been kind of scattered with a lot of topics, but that's the nature of the vlog, right? I'm just going to be honest. In the month of November, I'm just going to be very real with you about what I'm doing and what I'm thinking about, what I'm going through and where I'm at with it. And then we'll just see how it lands. We'll see if you like it. If everyone hates it, we'll go back to normal. If you love it, maybe we'll continue on into December. So we'll see. Because the point of this platform, once again, and this is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is why it's important to know what your purpose is. This platform is designed to do two things. To document my journey as I pursue my goal of becoming truly alpha and to help other people who want to do the same thing. And my goal in life, well, you know, and I've said this several times now, become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing life and tribe. And my purpose is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey. I'm clear on what my purpose is. So I just want to find the best means to achieve it. The best way I can help you to start making progress of this journey will be the path that I'll probably want to take, as long as it aligns with my talents and, you know, aligns with my gifts and my vision. It takes some experimentation sometimes to figure out how to best achieve your purpose. God knows I've tried a lot of things that haven't worked, and I've tried some things that have worked, and this is another test. So if you have an opinion about this, drop me a comment and let me know. I'd love to hear it. And that's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.